It's a Bose SoundTouch outdoor wireless system that we're giving away.
That's amazing.
It's a great prize.
All right. Thank you, Heather.
And that's just one of them.
Right. We have a large Big Green Egg grill. From what I understand, this is the thing to get these days. So it's a smoker or an oven or a grill. Okay. Courtesy of Barbecue Barn in Arlington. We have a Mimo. You say, what is a Mimo?
What's a Mimo?
This is courtesy of Honda Power Equipment and our friend Jeff over at Robinson's Hardware. This is an intelligent robotic lawnmower.
Oh, they don't make such a thing.
Can you get Jeff on to explain this? Because I've never heard, I mean, I've heard of an electric lawnmower, but this is a, it'll mow your yard by itself.
You mean like a vacuum cleaner in the house goes around the room and vacuums?
So once again,
but this mows lawns.
This will mow your.
That doesn't sound
me
safe.
Mow my lawn.
Me mow my lawn. Right.
Jeff, are you there?
Oh, sorry, Jeff.
I am. How are you?
Quickly explain this robotic lawnmower. Go ahead.
Be glad to. Say hello to everybody. Basically, Honda Mimo is a intelligent lawnmower. It runs on a random pattern 24 hours a day, and it mows your lawn right down to the point where you don't even know that it's being mowed because it never acts like it grows because it's constantly being cut.
All right, so you dock it, and then you leave it, and then it mows the entire lawn.
Yep, and it will run for probably 50 to 60 minutes. It'll go back and redock itself, and then it turns back on again after recharge after 50 or 60 minutes, and it goes back out and mows the lawn again, continues.
Oh, my. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Mm-mm.
No.
Welcome to the future.
Mimo. Wow.
Kind of cool.
What's that?
How does it know to stay in your yard?
Beer mower, sit on the porch, watch it mow, have a beer.
What's that, Pete?
My question was, how does it know to stay in the yard? How do you know where the property lines are, Mimo?
GPS?
There is a boundary that it knows once you install the boundary.
Oh,
and okay. It just mows up to that in a very random pattern.
Like an invisible fence. Yeah.
Don't want to use the word of other robotics, but it's very similar to what you're thinking about.
What is that, Ron?
Honda Mimo.
How expensive is that?
They're about $3,000.
Wow.
So how
about that?
I told you we were piecing together something big.
Quite a few people are interested in them. The phone rings two or three times a week about it. So we're
awesome.
We're kind of excited to be part of this whole program and look forward to setting one of these up in somebody's yard.
Hey, while you're on the line, yesterday I went to dig up a shrub, okay? Because you deal with construction people all the time. For you construction guys out there, when you're building a new house, how much trash do you bury? Okay, I tweeted out a picture of what I found buried next to a large shrub. I just wanted to cut down and dig up a shrub. I pulled out of the ground four large building blocks and a big rubber hose.
Okay, that's terrible.
I thought, what? I mean, do they just not want to rent a dumpster and then throw? Do you know what I'm saying? Is it just cheaper to bury it?
Well, it's probably part of the backfill that they weren't paying real close attention to.
Is that legal?
Contractors that I work with, we would never do that.
That's ridiculous. It doesn't seem legal.
I like that, Jeff. I like you covering their ass on that one.
The way it should be done, that's for sure.
Right.
By the way, I also...
Part of the backfill.
I fell on my chainsaw yesterday.
What?
I'm telling you. I mean, this could have been. I physically landed on the blade of a chain. My finger came off the trigger, so the blade stopped.
Jeez.
But I actually fell on top of a running, chainsaw.
That's
yesterday.
Scary.
Yeah, so.
We need to get you a pair of safety pants, my friend. Maybe some gloves. Maybe even a helmet.
This was on my
head. Maybe even someone to do the work for him.
Yeah,
how about that?
Imagine that if I'd have cut myself in half.
You need a Mimo.
All right.
You're talking to a guy with 9.5 fingers.
No, that's right.
Right, Jeff.
That is true.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew that. When I shook his hand, I didn't say anything.
Uh-huh. You're talking to a man with 9.5 fingers. We're laughing at you.
I didn't say anything when I shook his hand, but you always feel that like, ugh, boy. You know what I mean? You just shook a guy with...
makes you, Jeff.
Or almost you.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us the robotic lawnmower, which I've never heard of before. We appreciate it. Thank you.
We're excited to be part of it. Thanks a lot. Take care, everybody.
See
you, buddy. So you want one of those, right? I mean, I'd love to have one of those in my yard.
So
it'd be great on his front yard.
And many other prizes. So once again, go to WCLX.com. Post a picture of your yard on Instagram, Twitter. Tell us what town, city you're in, and then we'll pick a winner. It's K&M's back.